6649.
Thanks, sir. You're going for the number of making policy statement in reference to your community supervision allocations. I'm the address of board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my very far away is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And to his left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wagner, our board chairman. And to my left is the Honorable Roy Canales. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead today. Also, we have Mr. Rusty from the Department of Corrections. He'll also represent the co-ops today. The prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form by me on the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you identified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license to attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or did you represent yourself today?
Represent myself.
Okay. That's what I'm like here. Okay, let's go to Mr. Rusty at this time. So you sign this form to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and it will do me so fun?
Yes.
I do. Can you hear me? You're left in two phases, sir. Phase one, you will turn the terms and conditions of the community supervision handled by the way. Then if they've been violated in phase two, you will turn the community supervision should be revoked and reinstated. So in phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are under warrant, sir. And after each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. If it's saying false, if there's more information from Mr. Rusty, we're going to talk about it. Okay? All right. How do you know what violates the relevant condition of supervision number four? I've demonstrated my failure to attend and complete substance abuse counseling. I have directed by CCO Pettenclaw on or about February 6, 2018. That's true or false, sir?
About the classes?
Yes.
Yes, I can have a couple classes, yes.
Okay. Okay, violation number two, violation of the conditional supervision number three, was demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1253 North Oregon Street, Chandler, Arizona, on or about June 6, 2018, without prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were absconded from supervision. Was that true or false, sir?
No, that's false because I never changed my address. It's the same address.
Okay, well, when they say change the address, you're, for whatever reason, you've stopped contacting the PO and anything they can't. They're not breaking the house, I'll find you. They just don't
have it.
Okay, well, we'll discuss it further on that. Mr. Rusty, go ahead and read the allegation and then we'll discuss it further. Okay, Mr. Rusty, allegation number two, please.
On January 29, 2018, the defendant was released and approved resigned at 1253 North Oregon Street, Chandler, Arizona, 85225. On June 6, 2018, Diane Beltran, the offender's sister, made contact with parole officer Pettenclaw. She stated that she was just notified by the offender's sponsor, Aunt Maria Rocha, that the offender came home and packed up all his belongings and said he was moving to Nogales, Mexico. CCO Pettenclaw did not give the offender permission to change his address. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. On June 6, 2018, CCO Pettenclaw attempted to make contact with Maria Rocha. No contact was made. A message was left for a return call. On June 6, 2018, CCO Pettenclaw attempted to locate the offender by calling the MCSO. The offender was not in their custody. On June 6, 2018, CCO Pettenclaw attempted to locate the offender by calling Banner Desert Medical Center. The offender's nomination.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Bergman, what is false about that?
What happened, I think that I was thinking when I finished my parole to move to Mexico, but that's what happened when I finished my parole for that, and it was a fiction.
Okay. I'm going to read this form and we'll talk about it some more. So based on Mr. Barclay for allegation number one, the information received from Mr. Westby on allegation number two, and the head of the network, 201.659. Mr. Belmont is a member of the Iowa Trump Division of Supervision, and that he may have natural not rights in the current ways of accounting.
Second.
Motion on the floor, second by Mr. Johnson, moved by Dr. Wright. And Mr. Collins. Okay, sir. We're going to get a phase two in a couple of minutes, but before you do, Mr. Westby, and give some background information. So stay on the phone, I'll be right back with you, okay? Mr. Westby, please.
On January 29th, 2018, Mr. Bartram was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 18th, 2018 by Chairman Randy, when the police found the subject in an alley. He was back in DOC custody June 18th, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision entry of February 10th, 2018, 12 of 7 days. Current conviction, 2013, aggravated assault, 6.5 years. Prior convictions, 2010, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. 2010, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. This is his second term in DOC. CUIR score, 2-3. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term supervision, 2011. TIS police completion, 6 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest. All arrests on the record resulted in charges not being filed or dismissed. His community risk score was a G3B4.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Barclay, I'm going to go over a summary of the case supervision. So, before we leave from prison, you were proved to reside at the 153 North Oregon Street in Chandler with your sponsor, and no other address approved by CCO Pennypaw. So, you said something about moving your parole to Mexico?
No. When I'm done with everything, I was trying to go to Mexico or whatever, to live over there, but that didn't ever happen, you know?
Okay, well, where did you go when the contact was broken off with your PO? Well, you say you were still living there, but...
I was out of the house.
Okay, but you're according to the information we were given, you packed up all your bags and left, said you were moving to Dallas. Did you go to Dallas?
I still have all my clothes over at the house.
Okay, so you removed your clothes?
It wasn't like that, so
Let's move on to prison, man. It looks like you did pretty good on your new analysis. All the ones you dropped were negative. On February 6th of 2018, you were drafted to attend, participate, and complete the MRT Cognitive Behavioral Treatment Program at the CCH for anger management and substance abuse. You completed the intake process at CCH. You were to complete 30 sessions, but the approved the email from Jeff Smith at CCH dated May 24, 2018. You failed to attend classes on April 11, 2018, May 2nd, 2018, May 16, 2018, and May 23, 2018. And on May 24, 2018, you were taken off the roster due to your absences. You failed to attend and complete substance abuse counseling as directed by CCO Pennypaw on February 6, 2018. So, why didn't you go to your classes and finish your program like you were supposed to, sir?
Well, I'm sorry about that. It's just I was trying to get a job. I was looking for a job, and I was coming late to the house. And because the classes started like at 3 something, and I was coming here late to the house, so that's why I missed a couple of classes.
Okay, this one part really troubles me, where, when you packed up all your clothes and left, they said that you said you were going to the galley. Did you go out of those houses?
No, I don't even have money to go over there.
Well, I was...
Yeah, I was looking, if I transferred to, as soon as I'm done parole, to go over there to live over there, but I never finished my parole, and I never packed my stuff, I still have all my clothes, it's still the house.
Okay, all right.
So she probably must have just been everything.
I don't know how to say that, if you didn't move yourself somehow. Okay, I'm seeing through, any questions you might have, more than through this time.
Just have a question, please, Dan.
Have some information for Mr. Westby, please.
Yes, I just wanted to advise the board that there is an entry on June 11th, 2018 by a parole supervisor, Alvarado, that stated that a absconder reduction order was mailed to the address at 1253 North Oregon and his approved residence. So if he was at the residence, he would receive a letter that stated that if he reported to the office, it would be closed.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay.
Good question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bellbaum?
Yes.
Are you, when you're done with the Department of Corrections, were you just planning to move to the Nogales, Sonora, or somewhere in the interior?
Yeah, I was planning to go to Mexico when I was there with the road.
Do you have a hometown there?
There's a town over there, it's called Kawarka.
Oh, Kawarka, okay. Okay, I was just curious. Thank you.
Okay, sir, we're going to be hearing at this time. We're going into discussion to make a determination shortly. But before we do, we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, give us any other information you think might be pertinent to our decision. We ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered, but now the opportunity to give us a final statement.
Okay. I will give you an opportunity to finish my parole, I know I made a couple of classes, I made a couple of mistakes, I should keep going to the classes. You guys can give me that chance, it's only 6 months of parole, I can finish it. And, but if you do that decision, please give me that opportunity.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're going to be under discussion and making determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be, but we ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll get back with you once we've made a decision, okay?
Okay.
What is that, Mr. Fletcher?
So, put it over the phone?
No. Just stay on the phone. Just stay with on the phone, and we can listen to our conversation, and once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you, and we'll finish this up, okay?
Okay.
But stay on the phone. All right, board is now in discussion. Mr. Beltran seems to have, lack of communication, I guess, between his sponsor and his relatives as to what was going on, but he didn't return calls and making notifications back about the scammer reduction letter. And he didn't take part in all of the programming that he was supposed to be taking for anger management and substance abuse. I don't even know what his ways. But at this time, I don't see that Mr. Beltran is a good candidate. We return to any supervision at this time. I think we'd better off spending a little more time with NA and NA classes and stuff until he gets out in February. So I'm going to listen to any discussion from any of my fellow board members if there is any.
Just real quick, I think based on his plan, he's probably better off having freedom of movement after he comes out with the whole community protections, especially if he wants to return to Mexico.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Okay, so at this time, based on all information, 201-81659, Mr. Beltran testimony, and the information given to us by Department of Corrections, I would move to file a move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Walter Hazen, to let him file a term of additional supervision in hand after it's not to happen until the way he's called conversion.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, to move to authorize Mr. Jones. I, sir, would have voted to revoke the community supervision at this time. We suggest that you try to do some AA and NA classes between now and your release, which is scheduled for February, on about February 10th, 2019. Make yourself a good plan. Once you're done, you'll have DOC to contend with. And so you really want how you want, and you don't have an answer to anybody as long as you don't get arrested for anything. Okay?
So I don't get away?
No, you're going to have to stay until your sentence, which will be on about February 10th. Okay? All right, this will complete your hearing. Will you put the CO3 back in the form, please?
Yes.